Nebraska lawmakers scaled back proposed Social Security and corporate tax cuts Tuesday as senators worked to match policy changes with anticipated revenue. Currently, Nebraska taxes Social Security if someone's adjusted gross income from all sources is above $44,460 for a single person or $59,100 for a married couple. Senator Brett Lindstrom was proposing to phase those taxes out over 10 years, an idea that was estimated to cost the state $168 million a year in foregone taxes when fully implemented. Tuesday, Senator John Stinner, chair of the Appropriations Committee, proposed scaling back that tax cut. Under his proposal, the tax would be cut by half over 5 years, then the legislature would evaluate whether to proceed with the rest of the cut. That would reduce the annual cost to the state to about $74 million by year five. Senator Kurt Friesen supported that scaling back, saying there's a lot of uncertainty about future revenues.
There's a lot of federal dollars pouring into this state. And right now, I don't know that we actually know what our real economy is. We are, I think, kind of based on false reality that the federal government can keep borrowing money and pouring it into the states to stimulate the economy.
Stinner's amendment also says the legislature's intent is to implement the rest of the tax cut over the subsequent 5 years, but that's not binding. Senators adopted the amendment on a vote of 37-0, then gave the bill second-round approval on a vote of 44-0. Then they turned their attention to a proposal to cut corporate income taxes. Currently, Nebraska taxes corporate income above $100,000 at 7.81%. Senator Lou Anne Linehan, chair of the Revenue Committee, proposed to cut that to 6.84%, the top rate on the individual income tax, which also applies to S corporations and limited liability companies. Linehan said it was a matter of fairness and of making the state's corporate tax rate more competitive.
We are out of step with all the states around us. South Dakota, Wyoming, no income taxes. Kansas, 4%. Missouri, 4%, Colorado, 4.63%, North Dakota, highest rate, 4.31%. So even after we go through this, even after this bill, we're still going to do more work.
Senator John Kavanaugh objected, pointing to the estimated cost to the state treasury.
Over the next 5 years, this tax cut will cost us $113 million. And the question we all have to ask ourselves is that the best use of $113 million? Can we invest $113 million in something else in the state of Nebraska to actually get a better return? We're talking about business here, return on investment.
Kavanaugh suggested it would be more productive to invest in things like improving roads and other infrastructure. Over the lunch hour, he, Stinner, and Linehan, among others, negotiated a compromise. Instead of dropping the rate to 6.84% in 1 year, it would be reduced to 7.25% over 2 years, and then the legislature would evaluate what to do next. As with the Social Security cut, the legislation contains intent language saying the intent is to reduce the rate to 6.81% by 4 years from now. Senator Mike Flood read through the intent language and pronounced it still lacking.
Which, by the way, is nice language, but it means nothing. It actually means less than the breath that I just expended on it.
Senators voted 45-0 to adopt the compromise amendment, then gave the bill second-round approval on a voice vote. The bill also contains a $2,000 tax credit to the family of children who are stillborn after 20 weeks of gestation. Also Tuesday, senators advanced a bill that prevents people from suing businesses for damages from exposing them to COVID-19 if those businesses were complying with federal health guidelines. Senator Matt Williams praised the measure.
This is the right thing to do to help our businesses. It still does not protect any bad actors. You need to be in substantial compliance with the directed health measures to have this type of protection.
Senator Matt Hansen said he objected on principle.
I think the state of Nebraska is doing a serious misstep where kind of our only focused COVID response in terms of a legislative priority is going to be liability protection for businesses, not anything more directly for the people of Nebraska, many of whom will not benefit from this bill in any way.
The bill also requires the state to establish a protocol for who should get care if a future disaster exceeds the capacity of the healthcare system. Senator Steve Lathrop described what it says should and should not be considered.
Not considered are things like race, religion, national origin, English speaking, non-English speaking. If you can imagine what makes one person different from the other, none of those things will be considered. It will simply be based upon the likelihood that they will benefit from care going forward, and that's the way it should be.
Senators gave the bill first-round approval on a vote of 39-3. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.